Tom Izzo called it one of the great team efforts and says it's his biggest win at Chrysler Arena. That is Coach Izzo's take as his Michigan State Spartans beat Michigan 77-70 at Chrysler, putting the MSU right at the top of the Big Ten. Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon is here. Now, John, what did you see in that Spartan win?
A very impressive effort. The first half, by the way, as I tweeted last night, as you saw, was one of the best first halves of a basketball game I have ever seen.
Now, why?
Man, it was both sides firing like crazy, a shootout, great offenses on both sides, pretty good defense. It wasn't like they're playing horrible defense. It was great intensity, focus, and that's unusual because the first half of a basketball game I can usually skip, frankly, because it all boils down to the last 5 minutes anyway and blah, blah, blah. But, man, this was a great shootout, just fantastic basketball, great energy in the building. And I'm telling you right now, the Michigan-Michigan State rivalry is the best in the country. It does not get credit for this. It's UNC and Duke and blah, 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 blah. Well, UNC had to claim it's not a university in order to keep its banner. So, no, you're out, in my opinion. Kentucky and Louisville, the only question is who's cheating more this week, basically. So these guys, Beeline ranked number one in integrity, is on number six amongst their peers in the CBS poll. And they're here in the state. I'm telling you right now, this is the state of Michigan basketball at its absolute best.
And you were saying to me, Michigan State Spartans had no business winning that game.
They didn't, because they've got two stars out. Joshua Lankford, his foot in January, he's out for the season, one of their stars. Nick Ward went out just last week. And you might have seen his hand in a big old cast right there. Those are two of your best players, period. You're playing at Chrysler. Michigan has not lost at Chrysler all season. They are the seventh-ranked team in the nation. The Spartans number 10, they're no slouches. But in that environment, they probably should have lost by 10.
And who gets credit?
Izzo and Cassius Winston. The whole team does. He's right. Mm-hmm. The whole team played.
In fact, Izzo said in the locker, he said afterwards that Cassius Winston made other players better.
He did. And he's had a bad run against Michigan. Michigan's had a very good run against Izzo the last 6-7 years. Mm-hmm. Beeline has. Give him credit, man. They played fantastic basketball. Michigan did not play its best. The Spartans had to play their very best, and they did. And think about that comment from Izzo. He's played at Chrysler at least 20 times as a head coach. That's your best?
Biggest win for him.
Gets my attention. Hats off.
So how does Sunday's game set up both teams? I know they're meeting March 9th in East Lansing, and then the Big Ten title.
Muhammad Ali Frazier, baby. This is great stuff. And if you don't care, if you care just a little bit about basketball, check this game out. It'll be great.
What about March Madness? Is it too early to kind of look ahead and see where this might position?
It's never too early.
Get ready. He's salivating, rubs his hand.
What you see is that Michigan State can compete without two of its best players. Nick Ward should be back pretty soon. We're not quite sure when. So they won't have them both gone the whole time. Michigan is clearly not. They're not at 100%. They need another shooter and maybe another defender, frankly. The defense broke down the stretch. So today's practice will be very focused.
I want to pivot over to the shoe incident.
Yes.
College basketball's number one prospect, Duke Zion Williamson, and that Nike sneaker blowing open 36 seconds into a game. He limps off the court. Nike's stock fell. And there was this burst of op-ed pieces and tweets about NCAA and players not being paid. What's your take?
Well, the horrible situation is, lucky it's a mild sprain, he'll be back all as well. But what if he had blown out his knee with that shoe? And Nike, of course, is the one giving dozens of millions of dollars to Coach K at Duke and all the rest. So it would have looked very, very ugly. Now, here's the beautiful irony.
Okay.
That now Zion Williamson has all the shoe companies by the laces, if you will, because if Nike doesn't sign him, they get all the Puma or Adidas or somebody else, Reebok, and say, look, Nike shoe blew out. Run that thing nonstop. All right, it'll cost Nike so much money that now Nike's got to double their bid to keep Zion Williamson in the Nike family. That was the best thing that could have happened to his financial career.
Once he gets to the NBA and he can take advantage of that.
Yeah, let's hope he does, because screw those guys.
Well, you know, what about this? And you have talked about this, these players not being paid and the NCAA's age limit and the NBA
ridiculous
draft. So should a Zion Williamson have to risk his pro career playing for free at Duke until he can go to the NBA?
No. The Bacon theory goes, the question always boils down to pay the players, don't pay the players. Mm-hmm. I say it's the wrong question. Because even if you pay the players, it'll be chump change. So now you're a poorly paid professional. Mm-hmm. And it creates far more complications than people realize. Title IX never loses. If you pay Zion Williamson $5,000 a semester, guess what? The backup coxswain in the women's rowing team gets $5,000, and that adds up. So it's not going to be a simple formula. My theory is you need a viable minor league. In basketball and football, the same thing you've had in hockey and baseball for a century. So if you don't want to be a student and you want to get paid, go right ahead.
Does that lower the caliber of college sports if the best are heading off to that minor league?
Obviously, you're losing some great players that way. You'll keep plenty of players. Look, why do we watch March Madness? They're not better than the NBA. It's not skill we're watching for. It's passion. It's attachment. The NCAA does not understand why we like the thing that they sell. They don't get it.
Michigan Radio sports commentator, John U. Bacon. As always, John, thank you.
Thank you.